Friday. Today is October the 18th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, this is the time of year when we still see some flowers in bloom and some different weeds, if you will, ones like goldenrod. And it's incredible the number of pollinators they bring in, but also the number of predators. We're going to talk about the beauty and the beast, if you will, coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Friday morning taking a look out in the backyard and garden. We want to talk both insects and plants, but really starting off with a plant that is great for insects, especially our pollinators. That plant, one that's familiar this time of year, known as goldenrod. And goldenrod is one that is a late season bloomer. It's a native plant to Northwest Ohio. And all sorts of insects are drawn to this, especially a wide range of flies. Diptera is the second most important taxonomic order relative. Now, flies aren't something we would typically think as pollinators, but actually they do play a very important role. Many flies have more of a lapping mouth part, meaning they have to get real close to those flowers, and actually the flowers will rub on the underside of their bellies, picking up the nectar, and then as they move around, they transport that. So even though they aren't maybe as hairy as bees are that catch that pollen and move it around to other flowers and stuff, the sticky pollen produced by goldenrods and many other plants is one that is dependent on different types of insects for pollination. Now, as we sort of follow the cycle, it's also interesting. Another group of insects like blowflies, green bottles, or blue bottles provide valuable ecological services beyond just pollinating the plant, because they go through and actually clean up some of the different byproducts that are extruded or passed by the insects that are feeding on, and then they help incorporate that, flowing it back into the soil. So a lot of times, butterfly gardens maybe should be replaced with fly gardens, because those are the insects that actually do a lot more work sometimes even than the butterflies do. But the number of pictures of flies is not something folks like to see compared to the number of pictures of butterflies and moths. So that's probably what will stay the most popular. But both, again, very popular when it comes to pollinating some of those flowers, especially the goldenrod. Another insect out there, the Pennsylvania leatherwing, otherwise known as the soldier beetle. It is interesting to note, however, in nature that not all the insects that find their way to these different flowers and things that are good for pollinators are necessarily there to pollinate. There's also predator insects that go. One example would be the crab spider, and it has sort of a cryptic yellow coloration that it blends in perfectly with goldenrod, and it waits to feed on some of the flies that come to feed on the nectar and help pollinate the plant, but they actually then use that as a bait to attract them. It's interesting to note some crab spiders, such as the goldenrod crab spider and also the white-banded crab spider, can actually change their colors from white to yellow to match the background colors. Now, it's not a quick change, as maybe with some insects, but research has shown that the ability to change colors enhances that spider's success in capturing the prey. Crab spiders are so named owing to their general appearance and behavior. They're slightly flattened like a crab, and their front two pairs of legs are much longer than their back pairs. At rest, they hold the elongated legs outstretched like a crab. They also commonly move sideways like a crab, which is interesting. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue our conversation talking about the great things that come out this time of year with goldenrod, all the different pollinator insects it attracts, but also the predators it attracts to maybe feed on some of those pollinators. Another one out there are the ambush flies. Now, these killers are jagged ambush bugs, actually, and they're tiny little predators. Most often they feed on pollinators. They are something that really gets out there. They're called jagged because if you look at their shape, it comes from the edge of their bodies, which actually helps break up the outline of the bodies and hides them better, if you will. They're further camouflaged by different molted markings that act almost like a tiger stripes, allowing those bugs to blend with the different light shadows that are there. Some research shows that these bugs may be also capable of changing colors, maybe not as dramatic as the crab spiders we talked about, but yellow ambush bugs simply become more yellow, and regardless of the color, they are able to find ways to blend in. Now, sometimes common names only describe what the insect looks like, but also they can, and you know, it's interesting as we look at different predator bugs, sometimes the common names not only describe what they look like, but it may describe what they do. And one example would be assassin bugs. They are part of a couple different types of families that are called ambush bugs by their common name because they kill more by surprise attack. Ambush bugs will remain motionless, sometimes for hours, lying in wait for their victims. They increase their chances of success by relying on the nectar and pollen of flowers that would draw that prey in. Of course, this means they're often going after the pollinators, just like the other ones we talked about. Ambush bugs seldom will measure more than a half inch in length. However, these small predators are equipped with dramatically outsized front legs designed to grab and hang on to their prey. As with the assassin bugs, ambush bugs use their silhouetted like piercing sucking mouth parts called the proboscis to basically stab the victims, inject an immobilizing paralytic chemical along with digestive enzymes, and then like with the crab spider, the bug's enzymes will dissolve their victims, allowing them to extract the protein that they need in the food source. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend, and keep an eye out for those pollinators and predators.